Hello dear friends, welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to share on social media, say hello, or leave a review. And today we're going to be talking about a misconception that I feel very passionate about. It's this idea that you have to be tough to be a leader. And there are times that leaders have to make very difficult decisions that have consequences for other people. And that requires a certain level of resilience. But a lot of the time when we say tough, what we really mean is being uncaring about other people's feelings. And that means that sometimes we tolerate harshness or callousness or even bullying behavior from our leaders in work, in school, and in public life. And a lot of the time, our leaders don't have the emotional intelligence in order to really serve the people that they work with. So what should you expect from those in power? Well, in my view, they should want to know how their decisions affect the well-being of the people that they lead. So they should be visible, they should seek input from you, and they should be curious about what you're thinking, asking you how are you feeling about something, or how would this decision affect you. And the well-being of the people that they lead should be one of the primary factors that they consider whenever they're making those decisions. And finally, they should also want to get to know you. So what's important to you? What makes you happy? What makes you unhappy? And there's too many compassionate people who rule themselves out from leadership positions because they say to themselves, that's not for me. I couldn't make those tough decisions. But we need more people who try to understand the impact of those decisions on other people to get into leadership positions. And maybe that's you. So now we're going to do a 20-minute guided meditation on compassion. It's going to start with three sounds of the bell. And I'll start with the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing on your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a sack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Moving your awareness to your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. Your legs against a chair. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. As we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be a an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, bringing your attention to your breath, noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. So firstly, thinking of someone we love. May be happy. May be peaceful. May be healthy and live a long life. now thinking about someone we have difficult feelings towards, someone we might be irritated with at the moment, may be happy, may be peaceful, may be healthy, and live a long life. Thinking of ourselves. May I be happy? May I be peaceful? May I be healthy and live a long life? thinking about our leaders in work, in school, in public life. You may think of one in particular. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and live a long life. And finally, thinking of all of the people across the world, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy, and live a long life. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. And may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and live a long life. I'm grateful for your company, and I look forward to practicing with you again.